Hi, Bryce. This your girl, Sari. Word on the street is this is your 100th episode. Congratulations, King. Keep killing the game. Keep doing what you do and keep shining while you do it. Y'all know it's a Purple Pants podcast 100th episode. Woohoo! Congratulations.
It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You better get your headphones and listen up quick. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You better listen in public. Might make your stomach hurt. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You're trying to unwind. You better get that box wine. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You're trying to get your snack. You better hurry right back, though. It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants. Hello and welcome to episode 100. Hold on, wait. Let me say it again. Hello, and welcome to the Purple Pants Podcast, episode 100. Orchid. I am your humble and gracious host, Bryce Isaiah, and I am so excited that you have decided to click play to this episode, okay? I truly don't know how we got here, okay? I don't know how we got to 100. I don't even know how we got to 1, but I am so humbly honored to have been your host for 100 episodes. It really means so much to me, and I'm so excited to be recording this episode, okay? Keep it 100. Okay, listen, I might have been the third boo out on Coggy on, okay? But listen, I'm on this 100th episode of this podcast, okay? Let me talk to the haters real quick. Oh, he ain't gonna be able to do it here. Nobody gonna remember him. Listen, okay? So many people that started podcasts, baby, and they ended at episode 10. Baby, times that, okay? By 10, because we at 100. But being as though we at 100 episodes, if you have not already, bitch, what you waiting for? Please make sure you are subscribed to the Purple Pants Podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcast, wherever it is that you get your podcasts from. We got 100 episodes on there for you to check out. Hit subscribe. You can write a review and tell a friend. Give me some 5 stars. I would greatly appreciate it. This episode is so special to me. I still can't believe that I am recording for the 100th time, okay? I might say it a lot during this podcast. I might say it 100 times. Listen, don't judge me. And because it is the 100th episode, baby, you know I'm wetting the whistle, okay? I'm wetting the whistle to a victory sour monkey. Hold on. Listen. We getting wet and loose this episode. But no, seriously, I'm so grateful to all my friends, family, and the Purple Pants Podcast for coming on this journey with me. But we will get to that later in the episode. How has everybody been doing? What y'all been up to? It's been hot and sticky in Philly. But you know, listen, I take this over shoveling the snow. But I had somewhat of a stressful week last week, and you know I gotta bring it to the posse. So, growing up, we didn't have like pets, like, or traditional pets, because all of my brothers, we were allergic to like dog dander, cat dander, so we never had dogs or cats. So we always had turtles. So we grew up, we had a turtle named George for a really long time, and then he passed away. And then during one of my mom's divorces, because you know Barb got a couple of them, you know, we moved to a new house, and one of the things my mom was like, you know, we'll get a new turtle when we move. So we moved, we got a new turtle. His name was Poppy, and you know, loved Poppy. You know, I was always the one that had to clean the tank, to feed Poppy, all of that stuff. Also, one time at this new house that we, when my mom divorced and moved, we had a huge backyard. And my brother, who passed, Bevin, he was really big with the turtles and stuff. And he let Poppy out in the backyard. You know, you just roam around, child. My mom came home from work one day and I was at camp. So, like, you know, my mom picked me up from camp and I got back home. And I'm like, Mom, where's Poppy? So my mom's like, where's Poppy? And my brother Bevin is like, oh, I left him out in the backyard. Child, Poppy was gone for a week. We could not find Poppy. Then one day, we found him in the yard. So I say that to say, when I graduated from college, I moved out. And, you know, I'm telling my mom, like, I'm moving out. Barb was not happy, but, you know, she had to let her baby boy fly his wings. You know, in retrospect, child, I wish I would have stayed home, you know, 15 more years to save some money. But when I was ready to move out, I was like, Mom, Poppy's coming with me. Child, Barb was like, no, Poppy's my turtle. I'm like, excuse me? No, I believe you said when we, you know, on your second divorce, well, no, your 2.5 divorce, you said that I could get a turtle. So, you know, I couldn't take Poppy with me, but my best friend's mom, who I call Nona, she, when I moved into my apartment, bought me a turtle, a red ear slider, just like the turtle that we had, and I've named her Kimmy. She is a diva, to say the least. Like, my mom only feeds Poppy lettuce and strawberries. You know, my turtle, Kimmy, she eats live goldfish, shrimp, scallops, mangoes, strawberries. She don't really like the lettuce. She will eat shrimp if I wrap it up in lettuce, but you know, that's the only way she'll eat the shrimp. So anyway, you know, Kimmy and I have been on a very long road together ever since I've been living on my own. Kimmy has been, she just with me. She laid eggs a couple of times. I came home one day and I was like, oh my God, is my ceiling falling? What's this like white stuff in my turtle tank? But she had laid an egg, child, turned around, got hungry, and ate the egg. So for maybe about 4 years straight, she's laid eggs. And I guess now she might be a little more mature. She hasn't laid eggs much. During the wintertime, she hibernates. And, you know, she be chilling. I know you're like, baby boy, well, we on a episode 100. Get to the story. So this past week, you know, Kimmy's been on hibernation. I've got like a nice little rock, a filter, a light, you know, she lived her best life. But this past week, I'm at work, you know, I work mobily, and she is like at the side of the tank. Just like, you know, hammering at it. And normally, when she does that, she's hungry. But, you know, I will put shrimp in there and she'll eat one. And then the other, like, six will stay. And then my house smells like shrimp. And then, like, so, you know, I've been more feeding her sparingly. So I'm like, I don't know what's going on with her. So, you know, I go over there. I'm like, Kimmy, what's going on? And she just looking at me. So I'm like, maybe she wants to get out. You know, I let her roam the house a lot of the times. So I'm like, all right, I'll put her in my living room. So I put her in my living room, and like the entryway from my living room to my dining room, I like just like barricaded it with candles. You know, girl, have the living room. So put her in the living room in the morning because she was just acting crazy. And I'm on a work Zoom, okay, with the cameras on. And I'm like, you know, just sitting there with on mute, like, when is this going to be over? And all I know is I hear a little thump, thump, thump. Baby, I look and it's Kimmy walking into my dining room like, what's up? So I'm like, how did you get in here? So I go in my living room. She didn't move the candles. Okay. So I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm put her back in the tank. I'm like, I'm not dealing with you no more, Kimmy. I wake up the next morning. She's at the tank again. I'm like, girl, I'm not letting you out the tank today because you can't be trusted. So later in the day, I still hear her going at it. At this point, y'all, Kimmy has like pulled her filter down. And it's one of like the charcoal filters. So like she's ripped into the charcoal filter. Charcoal is all through the tank. I'm like, you know what? So at this point, I'm like, let me start documenting this. So I take photos, send it to Barb. And my mom is like, let her out. I'm like, no, girl, because you, so whatever. I let her out. I barricaded with like double barrier of candles. So it's like one layer, then the next layer. Okay. Go back to work. I hear a thump, thump, thump. Chow. Kimmy then broke through two barriers of candles. I'm like, I can't do this anymore. At this point, it's like Wednesday. So I'm like, I put Kimmy in her tank and send my mom photos, and I'm like, Mom, I'm not letting her out anymore. Like, you know, she don't run me, okay? Like, I pay the bills here. I buy the shrimp. I buy the scallops. You listen to me. Purple Pants Posse, you will not believe this. So, Thursday morning, I'm working in my dining room where Kimmy's tank is. And, you know, she's pitter-patting at the tank. And I'm like, I'm not paying any mind. I need to let her know who's boss. I will let you out. But, you know, when you act appropriately, not when you just like, you know, pitter-patter at the tank. Y'all, I go on a lunch run. I come back. I lie to you not. Kimmy done moved her rock. Okay? Listen to what I'm saying, y'all. She moved her rock to a corner where the filter was. Tore down the filter. Put it on top of the rock. And is trying to climb out of the tank. Like, she almost at the top. I had to video my mom. I'm videoing my mom. Like, look at this. Like, what is she doing? Listen, Kimmy ain't never act like this a day in her life. Now, I'm currently recording the podcast. I'm in my podcast room. Had to shut the door, and I'm letting her roam free in my podcast room. But, listen, this turtle do not run me. I don't know who she thinks she is. And it's like, I really feel like she has me, though, because I want my turtle's tank to be clean. Like, you know, I change her filter every month. I always put new water in there. And I don't know if maybe she notices that, because she will literally like pull the filter down, like the cartridge. She'll pull it out, like the little like netting that to stop like the debris and stuff. She'll like bite at it. I'm like, what in the hell? Listen, they about to have to call Turtle Protective Services on me. I don't know when she just got this aggressive, this diva-ish. You know, I don't model that type of behavior. So, posse. I don't know what's going on with Kimmy, but she's been stressing me the hell out. And literally, like when I'm working and I'm on the phone or doing something, you'll hear her like at the tank. And I'm like, oh my God, like I have to let her out, but she don't run me. But anyway, I just had to tell somebody that story because nobody will believe me. And Barb been sending me turtle memes all week. I'm like, girl, leave me alone. But enough about Kimmy. Let's get into this episode. You know, at the start of this podcast, I said, if you listen to this podcast, we go together. And I really mean that in the sense that like we're connected. You know, we're similar. You know, we got each other's back. And so on the menu this week, I have, you know, I've asked the Purple Pants Posse to tell me what it is and why it is that you listen to the Purple Pants podcast. And so I just want to, on the menu this week, play for everyone some of the members that sent in their submissions. And I'm so grateful to you all. I was not able to get everyone, but I tried to get as many as possible. So I, you know, that's what we are going to, is just listen to the posse. We've got Barb's message, Freak of the Week, and you already know the church announcement. So listen, before Kimmy try to break out of this room, let's get into the church announcements.
now. Welcome to church.
And on this week's church announcements, the creators of Survivor Philadelphia, Alex G and Mike Corona, hit me up this week and they said, baby boy, we doing it again. Okay? Survivor Philadelphia Season 2. Any of you guys know myself, baby boy, Wendell, competed in Survivor Philadelphia Season 1. And just let me tell y'all, it was amazing. It was so much fun. You know, the friends, the community that we have created since then has been everlasting. And you know your baby boy made it to the end. So listen. And I know a lot of people have been like, oh my God, I wanted to do that. I wanted to be a part of it. Well, listen, this is your chance. Okay. Starting July 12th, Survivor Philadelphia casting is open. They are looking for excited, passionate Philadelphia natives who are game players with compelling stories. You don't have to be necessarily from the Philadelphia area, but if you can get to Philadelphia, it looks like they are going to be playing the game Saturday, September 11th, 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Okay? And you never know, you know, I might have to just show up. You never know when DZ might show up. So listen, if you want to play Survivor, and I don't know if y'all know, but listen, Jeff took to the Survivor Instagram and said that Survivor is coming back September 22nd. So listen, if you want, you know, to feel like you are actually playing, head over to Survivor Philadelphia's Instagram or Twitter page and click the link in their bio. And listen, fill out an application, okay? And you know they film it too and put it on YouTube. And listen, it's really fun to watch. Now, when Alex hit me up, I said, ooh, baby boy, tell me the theme. And listen, you know Alex get into his Jeff Probst mode. If you ever watched the season of Survivor Philadelphia, when he does his like interludes, come on in, guys. And on this, he really get into Jeff. And he was like, Bryce, we're keeping it under the wraps right now. Who I'ma tell? Alex, who I'ma tell? Okay? Alex wouldn't even give me the theme of it. But if you guys love Survivor as much as I do, head on over to Survivor Philadelphia Instagram and Twitter, okay, and get the application so I can watch you, maybe even meet you, maybe even play against you. Ooh, who said that?
It's a man who, it's a man you. Meat and potatoes like we cooking up a great stew. It's a man who, it's a man you. Meat and potatoes like we cooking up a great stew.
Hey Bryce, this is Chappelle. I'm in my office today because I go to work all the time in my office where I work. Bryce, I love being a part of the Purple Parents Posse. Thank you for inviting me to be a guest and for me to be a part of your journey as a podcaster and as an entertainer. I remember watching you on Survivor Kageyan and thinking, oh, I'm glad they got him off my TV screen because I don't know if I can handle it. But man, was I wrong. Bryce, you are amazing. You are one of my like favorite people in the world. You are one of my idols. I look up to you as a podcaster. I hope you have many more episodes of just, you know, amazing content. And I know you're going to do great things in life moving forward, too. You're bigger than this. You are amazing. Bryce, it's been a pleasure. Hopefully we get to podcast again soon. Please return my calls. I'm tired of begging. Have a good one.
Hey, this is Tariq Turner from Newcastle, Delaware. Being a part of the Purple Pants Posse means being an ally to the LGBTQ+ community. Growing up as a straight black male, I definitely struggled with toxic masculinity in my youth. I'm currently a senior in college. I couldn't even imagine myself saying some of the stuff that I used to say. I just want to say thank you, Bryce, for helping me become a better ally. And here's to hundreds of more episodes.
Bryce, congratulations on 100 episodes. This is Allie Lasher. I had to call in and thank you for bringing your joy, your vulnerability, your humor, your piping hot TV takes just week after week for 100 episodes. That is amazing. Why am I a part of the Purple Pants Posse? Do you want me to say? I just can't imagine not being. You are the most brilliant creator and storyteller, and I love having you in my earbuds every week. Congratulations on 100. I cannot wait for 100 more.
Hi, Bryce and the Purple Pants Podcast. This is Dan Sinensky telling you why I'm a part of the Purple Pants Posse. So whatever the subject is, whether real life, Bryce's life, Barb's life, his friends, or the world at large, or things on reality TV, like Love After Lockup or Real Housewives, Bryce makes me care about whatever he's talking about. He has such an enthusiasm and a passion and a care for other people that makes me care and gets me thinking about things that I might not usually think about. Bryce has great guests on the podcast, whether it's regulars, Wendell, Chappelle, Amon, Gangster Gurry, or special guests with special interests that pop up here and there. Bryce gets me thinking about things, and every episode I come away with a laugh and a lesson and someone to thirst over. And what more could you ask for? Love you, Bryce, and love the podcast.
What's up, y'all? This is James Hayden. Why am I a member of the posse? Well, for starters, Bryce is just funny. And I know I always get a good laugh out of the podcast. But more importantly, Bryce, you know, talks about topics and brings a different, talks about topics that some may stray away from, and has a perspective and a voice that I don't hear that often in my own day-to-day life. So having that different perspective, you know, challenges me to see things differently. And that's one of the many reasons why I'm a member of the Purple Pants Posse.
What's going on, Bryce and the Purple Pants Posse, the fam, the loving community? I mean, I just love the podcast. I love the community so much. Just, I think it runs from the head down. Is that the saying? Like, it runs from the top to the bottom. And I think, Bryce, you set a great tempo of love and acceptance and authenticity and genuinity or whatever the genuine word is. And you spill all the real tea. And so I definitely appreciate being part of the posse and appreciate who you are, and definitely just making me be more aware. I mean, even challenging me and just like inspiring me. And I think you do an awesome job, and I'm super proud, and I feel loved. Anytime I hear the podcast, I watch the videos, I see the Instagram stories, it's just all amazing. And so, hey, Purple Pants Posse in this thing, baby. Let's go.
So my love affair with Bryce and the Purple Pants Podcast happened by accident. I had been a fan of Rob Has a Podcast for years, and I was listening to one of Rob's podcasts that had Bryce on as a guest, and I laughed and laughed and laughed. I thought, this guy is so funny. He even made Rob seem funny. And at the end of that podcast, Rob said that Bryce was going to have his own podcast and we should check it out, which I did. And it was everything that I'd expected at the time. I laughed and laughed and laughed. And within the first few episodes, he had Jati on and they reviewed Love After Lock. And at the time, I didn't know anybody else that watched Love After Lockup. So I loved that he was reviewing it. And his reviews were so funny. He would talk about Quaylon and Chevelle and her bad wig, or she looked like SpongeBob, or her mother's coral lipstick, which I could have peed myself. I laughed so hard about that. But soon after that, the podcast became so much more than just funny to me. Like, recently they had a podcast that was about friendships, and I was going through something myself with a long-time friendship that wasn't really working out anymore, and the podcast helped me. I actually re-listened to that podcast like 3 different times. And I remember when Amon was on for the first time, before they even had the name for the Casual Tea, and I remember thinking to myself, I'm sure it exists, but in my life, I had never listened to a podcast with just 2 gay black guys going on and on forever about nothing. And I just thought, what a great place to be. You know, what a great place to spend my time. So I love my Purple Pants Podcast. I look forward to it. I try to get anybody I know that'll listen to it to listen to it with me. Really great. And he deserves it. I'm happy for you. Happy 100th episode. I hope I'm still here with you for the 200th episode. Congratulations. It's a. Yeah!
Hey, Purple Pants Posse. It's your girl, Tierra. And I have been a member of the Purple Pants Posse since episode one. And I have been loving this journey with Bryce and everyone involved with the Purple Pants podcast. Bryce is so uplifting, inspiring. I look forward to every single Tuesday that I can listen to the podcast. I enjoy Barb's message, all of the intro clips. I love the theme songs. The church announcement's my favorite, actually. And, you know, it's just a community I love being part of. Keep it up, baby boy. You're doing an amazing job.
Hey, Spicy Brissy. It's your boy, Maddie H. To the dot. Just wanted to take a quick second and congratulate you on 100 episodes of the Purple Pants podcast, and to also thank you for bringing so much of yourself every week to the pod. Like, I have to imagine it's difficult to be vulnerable in the way that you so frequently are, but I just want to affirm that it has been so valuable to hear your unique and valuable and incredible perspective on so many different issues. Like, it has been healing for me in a way that I didn't totally understand, to you being so unapologetically yourself, I think has helped me to be more unapologetically myself. And I don't know that that's, I don't know. I feel like when I started listening to the podcast, I thought it was going to be funny and entertaining, and it is those things, but it's so much more than that too. So thank you. Congrats on 100, and here's to 1,000 more.
Hi, Bryce. I began listening to your show early last year after all the racial unrest and the Black Lives Matter movement. I'm a white lady who's middle-aged and wanted to have a wider array of voices that I was listening to. In particular, I wanted to listen to more Black voices, and your show has fit the bill. I've listened and heard about all sorts of music and television and movies that I've ever never heard of. Some I might watch, some I probably never will watch, but it's been entertaining and enlightening to hear you and your guests. So thank you for widening my perspective and for teaching me to be more generous with the flowers I leave for my friends. So I've been inspired by you as well. Thanks so much, and cheers to another 100. P.S. I would get a real kick out of it if you said my name, Colleen, like you say, Robert.
What's up, Bryce and my Purple Pants Posse peeps? Happy 100 to us all. And for those that haven't been here in the beginning, you're here now, so that's what matters. So it's Miss Gina, as Bryce likes to call me, but I ain't nobody's mama, so Gina would be just fine. So why am I part of the Triple P? Three things. Bryce doesn't know this, but he was my fave back on Cotillion. I was like, look at this kid in the purple pants and stripes. He marches to his own drummer and not afraid to get a little sassy with Jeff. Like, by the way, life's goal, get a little sassy and smart-assy with JP. Like, one day, I just want to tell the man, calm down, Jeff, calm down. Anyway, speaking into existence, right? Second, we're both Pisces, both water babies, and we go together. I know Bryce gets tired of my DMs, like, Bryce, this one time at band camp, yada yada, I experienced the same situation, and I know what you mean. Oh, my God. Like, really, I'm sure he's like, Miss Gina, please stop. And third, now I try to run. I consider myself the hashtag plus size runner, but I'm just here to say marijuana will make you think you're the rabbit, but child, you are the last place turtle, like every time. But I mean, the race was enjoyable, right? And okay, 3.5 things. Lastly, IGA people, no, IGB people, for every one of you that voted no to the skull cap, the cap, that, oh, my brown skin, thick haired, curly haired. I mean, you might even be as Australian, but you got thick hair. You need something different. For all of you that voted no against that swim cap, I hope every single strand of your hair falls out from the roots. And that's it. That's why I'm part of the Triple P. Bryce, again, congrats. Bye.
Hello, 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 Bryce. It's Amanda sending love all the way from up in Canada. I'm so glad to be part of the Purple Pants Posse because tuning into your podcast every week not only gives me a much needed escape from the day-to-day hustle, but the last year especially has given me ways to laugh, smile, think deeply about myself, my relationships, and the world around me. Whether it's the casual tea, freak of the week, church announcements, or other special segments covering what's going on in this crazy world, the Purple Pants Podcast is an instant mood boost for me, and I always feel like more than just a listener. I feel connected to a larger community of like-minded individuals. Thank you for pumping out sensational podcasts week after week, and hello to Miss Barb. The Purple Pants Podcast serves up a little bit of something for everyone, and I'll forever be listening as long as you keep it rolling. Keep shining your light, baby boy. I can see it all the way up here in Canada. Issa, Issa, Issa!
Hey, Purple Pants Posse, it's Mike Bloom. I am so happy to wish Bryce and the Purple Pants Podcast a happy 100th episode. Though if I'm being honest, PPP has always kept it 100. Do you call it PPP? Triple P? I'm not sure what the shorthand here is. But anyway, Bryce has been at 100 since day one. I am so grateful to have the opportunity to have Bryce Isaiah in my ears on a weekly basis. Survivor Kagayan's loss is our gain, okay? I know as someone who spends a lot of time interviewing people, I personally have taken a lot of inspiration from the conversations that have been on the Purple Pants Podcast. Bryce is that person who will invite you inside for some snacks and some quality wine just to talk. You know, he makes you feel like he's not doing an interview being broadcast to thousands of people, just a conversation with a friend. And it has led to some really deep-reaching conversations that go way beyond to places you couldn't even imagine. Bryce, I wanted to thank you for your incredibly hard work and everything you bring to the Purple Pants Podcast. It has been such an incredible experience to look into your life every week, and especially to get to know your family and the DNA behind the Purple Pants. Your sometimes heartbreaking, sometimes motivational, but always candid words have gotten me and others through some dark times in the recent past, and there's no guarantee those dark times are over, and if they're not, I'm happy to have Bryce as a constant moving forward. We come to Rob has a podcast for the reality TV talk, but we stay for shows like the Purple Pants Podcast. Okay, I am going on for way too long. Bryce, you make talking by yourself look so much easier than it actually is, but I just wanted to wish you a happy 100, and I'm so excited for many, many more to come.
Hey, Purple Pants Podcast. It's your boy, Dylan, here, and I just want to say how thankful and grateful I am of the Purple Pants Podcast. Every week, I look forward to listening to the Purple Pants Podcast on Tuesdays, whether I'm waiting for the bus or whether I'm washing dishes. The Purple Pants Podcast is always a button away. The host, Mr. Bryce Isaiah, you are the man, the myth, and the legend. Ever since watching you on Kagayan, you've always brought joy to my life. Whether I message you and you respond, you're always so kind to talk to. You're just absolutely amazing. And then you also bring awesome guests onto the Purple Pants Podcast. It's so amazing to listen to, and it's so amazing to see, you know, whether it's Wendell or Missy, and even promotional stuff from Outplay Puzzles. It's always a true honor and a blessing to listen to the Purple Pants Podcast, and I am a Purple Pants Posse for life. Thanks, Bryce.
Hi, Bryce. Yotam from Israel here, telling you why we go together, because I'm in the posse. Congratulations on the 100th episode, and I wanted to tell you how great your podcast is. as a queer man in my 20s, it is very important to me to see your success living in your truth and giving an example for someone like me that don't have it in his life. You're a great host. I really love you talking to any different guest that you have, talking about any TV show that I don't watch and I don't need to watch to enjoy the podcast. And taking it a few weeks back to your talk, the talk with the man was super great. You're very inspiring and you're one of the great bright spots in my life. And I'm really enjoying the podcast and happy to be part of the posse. So here to the next 100 episodes. All the best. Bye. Love you and the podcast.
Bryce, it is Jordy, a.k.a. Gordy. Congratulations on your 100th episode of the Purple Pants podcast. Man, it feels like yesterday that you were dropping the first one. And here we are at 100. I'm so proud of you and all the successes that you've had, and I appreciate you being such an awesome friend, from Survivor Philly to jumping in the pool at my wedding to the awesome Purple Pants posse that you've built. Just an incredible group of people who are always active, submitting the best Purple Pants picks, advices with Bryce, all of that great stuff, and it's all thanks to you. I can't wait until we can safely all get together for the very first Purple Pants posse party. But cheers to 100 episodes. Here's to 100 more, 1,000 more, 1,000,000 more, however many more episodes you want to drop. We're all listening. Congratulations, man. Love you. So proud of you.
Hey, Bryce and all the fellow Purple Pants podcast posse. My name is Emily and I'm from Connecticut. I've been a Survivor and reality TV fan for as long as I can remember and first came to love you, Bryce, when I heard you on RHAP with Rob. I was so excited when the Purple Pants podcast started, and I've been a loyal member of the posse since the beginning. What I love the most is that you're just unapologetically yourself, and it really shines through the podcast. Getting to hear all the tea on my favorite shows, and even learn about ones I don't watch, like Love After Lockup, because quite frankly, watching it couldn't possibly compare to your descriptions anyways. I love hearing Miss Barb's messages, and so many times, it's just what I needed to hear right in that moment. I'm also really proud that you use this platform to talk about things that really matter. Hearing your perspective and how things affect you is really inspiring. You know, I was oftentimes afraid of speaking out in fear of not knowing the exact right thing to say, or maybe I'll say something wrong. But I think it's really important to use our voices where we can. And I just want to thank you for inspiring me and so many others to do that too. Lastly, and certainly not least, thank you for all the laughs, especially during this past year with COVID and isolation. It really felt like I was laughing with a friend. So congratulations on your 100th episode, and cheers to many more. It's a.
Being part of the posse represents so much to me. Not only does it make me feel like I'm a better human being, but it also empowers me to go out and change the world. To not be afraid of having tough conversations to make a difference. It represents living in your truth and to just live your best life in your own skin. Who wouldn't want to be part of a movement like that? Thanks, Bryce, for inspiring me every week. I full-heartedly can say that the Purple Pants Posse is something that I am proud to be a part of.
Hey Bryce, it's Ashley Dawn. Just wanted to pop in and say congratulations on 100 episodes. I love being part of the Purple Pants Posse. It means so many different things to me. It means you get emotionally invested in things like plants and the G-Nats and building a gazebo more than once or in Sunshine's wardrobe. It means showing up for other members of the posse like Wendell on Beach Cabana Royale or for Gangsta Gurry or for Amon or Chappelle. It means you get excited when you see a purple heart in an Instagram comment or in a tweet because if you know, then you know. It means you can be brought to tears in an episode in two ways, because you're laughing so hard or when Miss Barb is speaking directly to your heart. I love that every Tuesday morning there is a bright spot no matter how dark or difficult things may seem. And the best part of being part of the posse is watching Bryce change not only our community, but watching him change the world, because I think that's where he's headed. I love to be a part of it. I love to witness it. so, so proud of you, Bryce. Congratulations, and I can't wait for the next 100.
Yeah! Hey, Bryce. It's Summer from Dallas. What can I say? I named my kitten after you. If there's a greater compliment, I can't think of it. Anyway, you're amazing. It's obvious you love us all. You teach us so much. I'm so thankful to have you and all the great voices that you introduce us to. You're hilarious. You're inspiring. You're amazing. You're hot. We love you. Thank you for giving us 100 shows. Here's to 100 more.
What's up, Bryce? Jason Reed, member of the RHAP class of 2020 here. Why am I part of the Purple Pants Posse, you ask? I'm in the posse because I love to hear your unfiltered and genuine truth and perspective on life. I also love the guests and regular contributors you have on the show. You're a true talent and voice for many that don't feel represented. And the fact that you're insanely funny helps too. And being part of the posse means that I'm a part of a community that stands for love and acceptance. Thanks for all you do. Bye.
Hello, Bryce. Happy 100 episodes to you and the Purple Pants Posse. This is Matt Scott, co-host of the Wrestling Rehab Up with Mari Forth and host of Black Voices of RHAP, wearing my purple pants right now. When I think about what it means to me to be part of the Purple Pants Posse, what I realize is that my entire life I've been part of the Purple Pants Posse, whether I've known it or not. It's not often that we'll go places and see our voices, see our faces, see our skills and our talents and our beauty represented in the world. The thing that I love the most about the Purple Pants podcast is that, you know, as a reality TV fan, as a young Black queer person, as someone who just shows up in the world to have a good time and to make an impact, I oftentimes have struggled to find the representation that I've needed in the world. And honestly, I'm still looking for so much of it. But what's so powerful is being able to tune in each week to hear your voice, to hear your perspectives, whether or not you're talking about representation and identity. It's been so powerful for me to find community and to find a friend in my head and really a friend in you, in how you show up, not only for me, but for so many communities. And so I want to thank you, Bryce, for that. I want to thank you for really being an inspiration. I don't think I would be here as a podcaster, as a young Black queer podcaster in RHAP, if I hadn't seen you do it, if I hadn't seen that it was possible, if I hadn't seen you thrive. And I want to thank you for inspiring me with the Wrestling Rehab Up with Mari and inspiring me with Black Voices of RHAP, but even more, just inspiring me to live in my truth and show up as I am. Thank you so much, Bryce. Lots of love your way and happy 100.
So your baby boy is feeling a little overwhelmed when you guys sent in the submissions. I listened to some, but just currently as I'm recording the podcast, I listened to them in their entirety, and I am just truly grateful and humbled by the kind words that that you guys have sent to me. And I always tell you I can give flowers out to people, but sometimes it's hard for me to receive them. And in this moment, I really did just let it play. And I received the flowers because I believe that on this road to a brighter Bryce that I have started on episode one, that it's important to embrace the love that you get. And I honestly, I don't even want to start crying, even though I might have been, you know, tearing up a little bit, because sometimes, and I'll be honest because I feel like this is a place that I can be honest and I'm always honest, you know, sometimes the person that you guys describe, I'm like, is that really me? You know, the things that you get out of listening to me, the things that you guys get out of like my authenticity, I don't always see it. And so I'm just, just grateful that I have a place that we have, because we go together. So this isn't just, you know, I'm celebrating 100. This is us celebrating 100 episodes. And I'm just truly grateful for you guys. And you constantly encourage me to be me. And I receive it. And if I don't always receive it, I definitely receive it today. You got me emotional. And I didn't think I would get emotional. You know, people kept saying like, oh, what are you doing for your 100th anniversary? I'm like, it's another episode. What you mean? But I will take this time to reflect in the sense that when Rob approached me with the idea of the podcast, it wasn't something that I was necessarily like looking for. I feel like it just kind of happened to come my way. And I, you know, can remember sitting in the seat that I'm currently sitting in right now, recording the first episode. And I didn't really have any expectations. I didn't know where I wanted to go. I know at the time when I started, I didn't feel like we would be where we're at today. In the sense, like, I felt like, oh, I've got to be this always funny person. I've got to, like, you know, and you soon into the podcast, I very much so realized that, like, I can't do that. Like, I have to be myself. And so I'm so grateful for you guys that can understand that, like, listen, it's sometimes lighthearted. Sometimes it's funny. Sometimes it's serious. Sometimes it's self-help. Sometimes it's just all over the place. And I just feel like the truth in me is that, you know, I don't know how long this podcast thing will go. I'm willing to give it all that I have. But I will say that in listening to the messages that you guys have sent in and listening just to myself, is that I almost feel like I have gotten comfortable in the podcast. And what I mean by that is that, you know, sometimes in life, like, you know, we'll take a job position, we'll do something, and, you know, we'll get comfortable at it. And I feel like in life, we're never supposed to be comfortable. We've always got to kind of like go after the next and do this and, you know, really charge forward. And so the one thing that rings true to me is that I am so grateful. I never thought that I would get to 100 episodes. And listening to the messages that you guys have sent me, really like lights that fire in me to be like, well, what is the next chapter? And which is why I have named the episode Orchard. I don't know if you remember a couple of episodes when I had Francesca on and I was talking about a friend scenario, and for whatever reason I used this like apple and orchard. And you know, Francesca in that episode truly reminded me that you've got to create your own orchard. You've got to plant your own seeds. You've got to grow your own trees. And that is what I get from this episode. And that is what I have truly gotten from the messages that you've sent me. And I share this story to share this to anyone else that is listening, that like wherever you're at in life, whether it's your relationship, whether it's your job, whether it's your friendships, we get comfortable and it feels good to us because, you know, comfortability, knowing what to expect is, you know, soothing. But we've got to get out of our comfort zone. We have to expand. That's life. That's the world. And so I encourage anyone that is listening to the podcast to shake things up, okay? You know, we constantly show love to our friends, our families. Show love to yourself in the sense of planting seeds for your own orchard. And that's really what this episode means to me. And listening to the kind words that you guys have reinstilled in me. Because again, like I'm telling y'all, listening to some of that, I'm like, who they talking about? You mean me? Who? Sometimes I just get lost. I'm like, I can't believe that you guys see that in me, because honestly, I show up to this podcast every week as myself. And I don't think that it is much at times, but you guys reassure me. And I have to just reassure you by telling you my truth, that sometimes I get comfortable, and I think that I've gotten comfortable in, like, you know, the podcast is my thing, and, like, you know, and not really allowing God to open doors in other ways, not really allowing, and I ain't saying, like, you know, this podcast is going to end, but I'm just saying, like, why can't the empire be more than a podcast? And, you know, whether it's fear, whether it's thinking I'm not good enough, whether it's thinking it won't be successful, I don't know what's stopping me, but I can reassure you that this episode, that the posse sending those messages and the constant love that I get has reassured me that, bish, I want an orchard, okay? I want it all. And I want to plant the seeds, and I want to encourage someone that's listening to me today, whether it's starting a small business, whether it's, you know, taking your relationship to the next level, whether it's going for that job promotion, whether it's leaving that job and finding another job. Plant the seeds to your orchard, okay? And that's what we doing on this episode. That's how we celebrate 100 mother episodes. Plant the seeds. I am truly grateful for you guys. I love y'all to death. And like I said on episode 1, I'm still saying on episode 100, we go together.
The following message is brought to you by... Give me a B.
B.
Give me an A.
A.
Give me an R.
R.
Give me a B. 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 B.
Let me hear it. B-A-R-B. Bar, bar, bar. B-A-R-B. Bar, bar, bar.
Hi, this is Miss Barb, and I've come across a beautiful piece written by Nikki Bannis, entitled Blessed. Beautiful friend, never forget how blessed you are. Never forget that even when things feel like they're falling apart, even when it feels like your world is crumbling, even when it feels like you're in an endless season of winter, there are still so many blessings around you. I promise you that they're there. And knowing that, reminding yourself of your blessings doesn't mean that your troubles aren't there. It doesn't mean you should ignore your hurts. Looking for your blessings means that even when you're in the darkest storms, you remember that sunshine is above those dark clouds. It means that even amidst the pain, you remember all of the reasons to keep fighting strong. It means that you acknowledge your hurts for what they are, but that you acknowledge your blessings for what they are too. Love you.
Who's the freak? Who's the freak? Who's the freak of the week? Who's that? Who's that? Who's that freaky, freaky, freak? The freak of the week might be me, might be you, might be.
And we are on to this week's freak of the week, and I feel like with the theme of 100, you know, you guys gave me my flowers, and I feel like it's important that we give our flowers to well-deserving people, young people, old people, whoever, people. So I was minding my business this weekend, and I saw on the Instanet that there was a new Scripps National Spelling Bee champion, okay? And it happened to be a 14-year-old girl from Louisiana named Zayla Avant-Garde, okay? She is the first African-American Scripps National Spelling Bee champion. Okay, I seen the video. Child, she spelled the word moray. Okay, listen, I would have spelled it wrong. I definitely could use Zyla in my life, because you know baby boy is not a great speller. But congratulations to this young black queen. I think that it is also important to note that Jody Ann Maxwell from Jamaica was the first black non-American to win the spelling bee in 1998. But yes, I just want to show love to Zyla, this spelling bee queen, okay? Took it home, and just to see the joy in her face when she won, I just love to see people succeed. I love to see young black queens getting their just due flowers. So, of course, you know I had to make Zyla the freak of the week, okay? Because listen, spelling ain't been never was one in my wheelhouse, okay? I am one to quick to be like, Siri, how you spell ketchup, okay? And listen, if y'all follow my tweets, then y'all know baby boy be spelling stuff wrong all the time. But I really do feel like it's not that I spell stuff wrong. It's just that, like, when I type or text or tweet, I'd like just write it out and then hit send. I don't know why I'm like, baby boy, how about you proofread before you hit send? Because, whoo, chile. But anyway, if Zyla is our freak of the week, that means we are coming to an end of an amazing podcast. Okay, not just an amazing podcast, but our 100th anniversary. I still cannot believe that we hear 100 episodes. Wow, so amazing. And listen, at 100 episodes, if you have not already, please make sure you are subscribed to the Purple Pants Podcast. We are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, wherever it is that you get your podcasts from. We there. My Uncle Pookie is selling them out the back of his truck, so you could stop, okay? Get a bean pie, okay? And get the subscription. Please make sure you write a review, okay? Give your baby boy some 5 stars, okay? And tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to make sure you plant your seeds for your orchard, okay? Because we all got blessings. We all got gifts that we need to plant them. Because if we don't plant the seeds, baby, we can't get the orchard. It's the Purple Pants, it's the Purple Pants, it's the Purple Pants Podcast. You better get your headphones and listen up quick. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You better listen in public, might make your stomach hurt. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You're trying to unwind, you better get that box wine. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You're trying to get your snack, you better hurry right back though. It's the Purple Pants, it's the Purple Pants.